The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is
Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio. It's just gone 3 o'clock and I'm with you till four. And my name is Georgia, of course. So first up, we'll be having some good news. And then coming up, we've got a really exciting show today, actually. We'll be discussing the controversy surrounding the Christmas adverts that have come out this year. Sort of a Sainsbury's versus John Lewis discussion. And getting your views, of course, on Twitter. You can get in touch throughout the show using the hashtag GHJ. Just tweet at this is LSR. And later on, we'll be joined by this week's Tiger Who Came to Tea, which will be the lovely Helena. So she'll be joining us. She's the weekend editor and I'm the daytime editor. So that'll be nice, little throwback there. So to start off, the big news over the weekend was, of course, Children in Need and the fact that their single Wake Me Up has topped the UK chart. The cover of Avicii's original was sung by choir master Gareth Malone's all-star choir, which included celebrities such as the Great British Bake Off host, actress Linda Robson, ex-footballer Fabrice Wamba, and they performed the single during Friday night's Children in Need event, which raised £32.6 million to help disadvantaged children and young people in the UK. It's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I don't know if you're watching at home, but it's just such a moving evening. Like, the stories always put things in perspective for me, always very, very worthwhile. And the single was released on last Monday and went straight in at number one. Its combined download and streaming tally reached 120,000. It was also the most physically purchased single of the week. So just good news all round, charity wise. You know, on the same note, 12-year-old William Heath decided to take part in the annual tradition of Movember after losing his grandfather to cancer in February this year. Usually, participants grow a moustache for the first days of November to spread awareness about issues in men's health and to raise money for the Movember Foundation, which supports charities working in prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and also mental health. And I'm sure you've seen this all over campus and in the news, but since William is only 12 years old, he can't quite grow a moustache yet, but instead, with the help of his mother Claire, he decided to dress up every morning of November as a different famous moustachioed personality. I think this is just lovely. William's mother Claire said that this wasn't an easy decision for him to make because he has Asperger's and often sees or experiences things differently to his friends, and he's not usually a fan of dressing up, but acknowledged that it would be a good idea to help with his fundraising efforts. And so far, as of today, William has raised over £3,000. At the weekend, he was ninth in the UK for how much money he'd raised, which is just simply incredible. And his favourite character has been Ali G so far, although apparently John Lennon received the most positive comments. So you can see what he dresses up as next on his mum's Twitter, at Heath_Claire, without an I, and also donate to his Movember fundraising page. I think it's brilliant. Obviously, I'm not really in the position to grow a moustache myself either, but I've got my wristband, I've already donated, so I would really urge you to support that, as we're halfway through November now, so, you know, final push for the second half of the month. And finally, in good news today, a student has designed a pod that she claims will allow you to sleep anywhere at any time. I know, this is quite big news. I certainly got excited when I saw this headline. So Eden Liu has taken the power nap to a whole new level, really, by just inventing a portable sleeping pod. The device is called Nutshell, and it's a wearable piece of material, and it's basically designed for power napping in any place at any time. Because, you know, as a student, you're always looking for the quickest meal to avoid stopping workflow. So Eden decided that if she was going to spend 5 minutes or less eating lunch, then they might as well use that 5 minutes to take a mental break. And thus, the Nutshell was created to block out distractions, to focus on eating and thinking. Now, I certainly need this because I really, really struggle to switch off. Like, I know you're not supposed to eat in the library, but let's be honest, for the last 3 weeks, I've eaten my sandwich in the library every day. Now my final essay is in, I don't plan to do that again. For this term anyway, but it is true that it's difficult to switch off when you've got so much going on, balancing different workloads. So I think the Nutshell, I mean, it's not currently on sale, but you know, when it comes out, this could be a potentially great product. So that's all for Good News of Georgia today. I hope you've liked that. Lots of great charity things happening at the moment, which is always nice as we run down to Christmas. The single for Children in Need is obviously amazing, but also we've got the Do They Know It's Christmas cover coming up later, so we'll talk a bit more about that in a little while. So up next, we're going to have what I think is a really great tune. It's Florence and the Machine.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. see me through.
Simple as something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the cards, and her feet are all covered with tar balls and scars. It's a common as something that nobody knows it. Her beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of her house in the wood, she loved me forever, I know she could. Just good friends, wouldn't give me none, but all I wanted was some. She's got a whole lot of reason, she can't think of a single one that can justify leaving. And he got none, but he thinks he got so many problems, and he got too much time to waste. Commercials, but her dreams are picture perfect, and her dreams are so related, though they're often underestimated. It's as simple as something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as a bubbly toes, and the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car. Feet are infested with tar balls, and la da 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 da, la da 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 da. La da 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 da. Well, I was eating lunch at the DLG when this little girl came and she sat next to me. Never seen nobody move the way she did. Well, she did and she does and she'll do it again. When you move like a jellyfish, rhythm don't mean nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Move like a jellyfish, rhythm is nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Coming to something that nobody knows, that her beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of a house in the wood, she loved me forever, I know. She la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. You might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. If you would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. It's as simple as something that nobody knows. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes, and the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car. Feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Jack Johnson, Bubble Toes, and welcome back to the GHJ Show here with you on this Monday afternoon at Leeds Student Radio. I really like that tune. I think you got the love before that, Florence and the Machine. Her voice is just amazing. And I think, it's cold. The days are getting really dark very early. And you need a bit of feel-good music to pick you up sometimes. Yesterday, it was absolutely tragic. Went out on Saturday night, classic student. I did wake up at about 1:30, which was awful because I was supposed to go for a roast with my housemate and kind of missed that. But I was like, okay, well, feel fine. Got a whole afternoon of work ahead of me. I didn't see any daylight. I just sort of mooched around, didn't really open the curtains, couldn't face the day. And when I finally, got going, it was after it had got dark. I saw no light of day. That is tragic. Purely tragic. Last week I was talking about when is it time to start thinking about Christmas, and I personally think when it's getting that dark this early, you can get in the Christmas spirit. And some people said that as soon as it starts to get cold, they put on their Christmas jumpers, whip out the mulled wine, or someone else helpfully tweeted in that they don't like to think about it until Boxing Day. But Els was one of my tigers who came to tea on the GHJ show last week, and she said that as soon as the John Lewis Christmas advert comes out, she's ready to get in the Christmas spirit. And then, of course, the Sainsbury's advert came out. Now, this has been quite controversial, with some people saying that it's very moving and poignant in celebrating the centenary of the First World War. But others have criticised it for undermining the struggles of soldiers in the war in order to profit from consumerism, basically. The three-minute clip shows the famous Christmas Day truce between First World War soldiers in No Man's Land on Christmas Day in 1914. And this is a true story where soldiers put down their guns, climbed from the trenches and exchanged gifts with each other. And in the advert, the two young men meet halfway, they shake hands, play football, and gives his German adversary chocolate. And then the advert ends with Sainsbury's saying, "Christmas is for sharing." Now, while some think it's brilliant, others have called it disrespectful to those who fought in the conflict, and the advert has received 240 complaints since Wednesday, with many objecting to the use of World War I imagery to promote the supermarket. Whereas in comparison, John Lewis has had one complaint for its ad involving Monty the Penguin, who is adorable, from a viewer that was worried it will encourage people to buy the animals. So I want to know your views on this. I mean, it is a very emotive advert that, my attention was certainly captivated through this powerful imagery. It's got hardly any speech at all. But at the same time, I did get the feeling that the horrors of these tragic events were being glorified to sell mince pies. So get in touch on Twitter at the CellSR using the hashtag GHJ, or you can always message me on the chat box at lsrfm.com and just tell me what you think of the controversial Sainsbury's Christmas ad. And up next, we're going to have a little bit of ABBA.
You.
the sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Welcome back to the GHJ show. I love a bit of ABBA on a Monday afternoon. Dancing Queen never fails to pick me up. I sing along in the studio. Helena popped in, such a tune. Loving life. So before the song, I was talking about the controversy around the new Sainsbury's Christmas advert that depicts the Christmas Day truce of World War One. Alex has got in touch to say that he thinks the advert is brilliant, not too dissimilar to how other adverts manipulate their viewers, and he doesn't see what the problem is. Emily also thinks that it's very powerful advertising, but it has gone a step too far. And the lovely Stuart, who is in America, has said, if it helps, I've seen one Christmas advert on American TV. It was a delightful Texan selling entire cows for the family meal. Thank you for that, Stuart. I just don't really know what to say. But powerful and moving or such far, I don't know. It is true that this advert has certainly stirred up a storm. And whilst I can remember the Bear and the Hare last year and the Snowmen the year before that for the John Lewis Christmas adverts, I can't remember any previous Sainsbury's adverts. So it has obviously had a strong impact, just the fact that I'm talking about it now. But the question is whether or not it's really morally responsible, I suppose. Sainsbury's has also attracted further criticism, I was reading this morning, for being hypocritical after plans to knock down the Memorial Stadium in Bristol to build a giant superstore. And a group fighting against this move has attacked the supermarket for exploiting the pathos of the Christmas truce while planning to destroy a site of historical significance that commemorates British rugby players killed in the war. Sainsbury's has refuted the idea that they're operating double standards, and they argue that they're selling 5,000 chocolate bars an hour that is raising money for the British Legion. But yeah, it's all a bit of a grey area, really. So let me know what you think about Sainsbury's advert and their behaviour, and whether or not this issue is going to damage its reputation in the run-up to Christmas shopping, because, you know, it's a big time of year. So you can tweet at This Is LSR, hashtag GHJ, or message in on the chat box, lsrfm.com, as always. And coming up after this, very excitingly, I will be joined by this week's Tiger Who Came to Tea. But for now, I'm going to treat you to a little bit of Daft Punk. One more time. We'll be right back.
Sound of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was a bit of Daft Punk, and we are joined by the lovely Helena. Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Fantastic, thank you. I just handed in an essay.
Oh.
And I came straight here.
Good feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly what I like to hear.
Yeah, and this is the perfect reward.
Yes, feel good vibes. Monday afternoon, GHJ show on LSR. What more do you need?
Yeah, I'm too happy to be here.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was doing that said essay. I sat in my bed in the same position for 2 days.
Was it dull?
It was, but I managed to finish it by midnight yesterday, so it was a really...
Pretty decent.
It was a pretty productive weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I was saying yesterday, it was so tragic. I went out on Saturday night, and I was doing my study abroad application in bed yesterday, and then I realised that I hadn't seen any daylight. Like, I got up, opened the curtains, and it was dark.
That is
now
a real
that is,
shame.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, but that shows winter really is here. It gets dark
awful.
About 4 o'clock. I can see the sun
Look
going down
oh,
right now.
God. It's fine. We've got lots of good music coming up. We'll cheer ourselves up, pretend it's not really happening.
Yes, we will make the sun shine ourselves.
Oh, Helena. Anyway, so when do you start looking forward to Christmas? Tell me.
Well, I was a little bit apprehensive about all the Christmas adverts happening quite so soon. But actually, since watching a few of the adverts in preparation for the show today, I am feeling a little more into it.
Are you?
Considering I didn't really have much of a Christmas last year because I was all the way
on
down
the beach.
Under.
Yeah. Oh God, the accent. It always comes out when she's drunk.
Oh dear. I was in Australia. It was still Christmas, but it was a very different Christmas. So I almost feel like I skipped it.
Yeah.
So actually I feel like it is legit for me to get excited about it this early.
Definitely. Do they think it's weird that we have it cold and Christmassy here?
Yeah, like obviously they've seen all the stereotypes, so they're like, oh, you have a real Christmas, but this is really how you do it.
Yeah.
It's all about the shrimps on the barbie and the beach and
I love that. So tell me what your views are on the Christmas adverts. We've had quite mixed response so far. I mean, I personally am quite torn about it, but I do see where the criticism is coming from.
No, absolutely. when I watched it, I thought, well, yeah, it was beautiful. Mm. It was really, really well produced and obviously quite well researched. There wasn't anything that really offended me straight out. But then it was really after thinking about it and you're like, is that right? Mm. They're selling the war. And I think what one of the quotes that I most agreed with, which was on the Guardian, was that they made the war look beautiful, and that was probably the harshest thing that they did, because really at the end of the day, it's not, do you romanticize war?
Suffering and death and I know exactly what you mean. I think it is really it's a tricky situation to be in, isn't it?
You know,
I think you don't realize straight away, you think it's beautiful, but then, and also it would be different if this was an advert raising money for the British Legion. If this was for the poppy appeal, it would be quite different, wouldn't it? You'd be okay with that, but it is to make money for a supermarket.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they have been raising some money for charity
from the chocolate bars. Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, essentially what they're doing is to get profits for themselves, and there's no way around that fact, because that's the reality of it. And that's really where the difficulty in how you stand about it comes in.
Definitely. We'll keep getting in touch with us on Twitter at This Is LSR using the hashtag GHJ, and we're going to play a little bit of Destiny's Child now, which is quite exciting.
Sounds perfect.
Monday afternoon. But join us afterwards, and we will be playing it, Talk the Lingo, and having Confessions of a Housemate.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rocks I'm rocking, I buy. I'm wearing, I'll buy. The house I live in, I'll buy. The car I'm driving, I'll buy. I depend on me.
All the women with the pennies, throw your hands up at me. All the honeys making money, throw your hands up at me. All the mamas rocking dollars, throw your hands up at me. All the ladies truly feel me, throw your hands up at me.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that.
Charlie, how your angels get down like that. How you feel about this? Do it all only if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money to fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
The shoes on my feet, the clothes I'm wearing, the rocks I'm rocking.
Oh,
is Leeds Student Radio.
Destiny's Child, Independent Woman. You're listening to the GHJ Show here on Leeds Student Radio. It's Georgia and Helena in the studio. Helena is this week's Tiger Who Came to Tea.
Good afternoon.
So the Tiger Who Came to Tea thing, I don't know if you've heard much about this, but I basically thought, you know, it's like 3:30, getting on for 4 when you have a cuppa, especially on these cold evenings. And then I thought, well, actually, you can't have tea in the studio.
Unfortunately not.
That's illegal.
That is
practically illegal. Mm-hmm. Lissy, Queen Liss is out there.
She would monitoring see us.
It would be awful. Mm-hmm. But metaphorically, what cup of tea would you be having, Helena?
I think I'd be having a cup of Earl Grey.
Ooh! My parents are, like, literally obsessed with Earl Grey.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I love a good herbal tea. I'd always go for, like, a green and lemon or a peppermint or something.
Yeah.
Mo introduced me to peppermint and licorice.
Ooh.
I've never tried it. I don't like licorice. In fact, I hate it. But he was like, no, trust me, just try it. It's amazing. Like, outstanding.
No, I can imagine in a tea, a nice strong flavour.
Weird. But yes, so the GHJ show is basically here. Got some feel-good tunes and chat and making your Monday afternoon a little bit better. So next up, we'll have some confessions of a housemate. So Helena, tell us, what naughty things have your housemates been up to?
Well, I have quite a funny story, which I think is something... it's a topic that will start appearing soon.
Okay.
As people begin to look around houses in Leeds. I think it's around now that people start stressing out who they're going to live with.
We had a viewing last week.
Yeah, and then the viewings begin, don't they? I think sometimes as early as now, as you're saying.
So early.
Often most of the time in January, when the real panic sets in, when people come back after Christmas. This is about one of my friend's housemates. It was viewing season. It was about January. You can imagine a cold winter's evening. And this girl is just tidying her room. And all of a sudden, she hears a knock at the door. And she's like, oh, it must be a house viewing. But the reason this girl is tidying her room, because I am not kidding you, it is the biggest tip you have ever seen. It's atrocious.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this girl panics. She's like, oh, goodness, what do I do? I'm too embarrassed to be seen, my face be seen with the outrageous tip that this room is in. So she then proceeds to climb into the wardrobe. So that's funny enough. So she's
just casually in the wardrobe.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, I know, I'll just go into the wardrobe. Anyway, so eventually they stop knocking and he's just like, I'm just going to show you anyway. So the seven people come in, because this was a house of seven, so there were seven looking around it. And it's a nice big room, but of course it's like nothing you've ever seen before. I'm talking clothes everywhere,
bomb
dirty
site.
Plates, moldy tea bags,
oh, no.
All of that. And so they proceed to look around. And then, you know, sometimes when halfway through a house viewing, you have to have that all important chat, you know, bills, is there damp? And this proceeded to happen in her room. So they're actually there for about another 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it gets to the point that and poor girl is thinking, I can't do this any longer. I'm too claustrophobic in here. I can't breathe. So eventually she ends up falling out of the wardrobe. Just falling out, clambering out.
Oh, no.
And they all just turn around and see her. And she just... proceeds to just kind of, you know, just carry on with what she's doing.
As if nothing
happened.
Just
cleaning up. Do you like my room? And honestly, what an awkward situation.
I mean, what would you have got in the wardrobe? I don't
know.
No, I think that would have occurred to me.
I think I would have just been like, I am so sorry. I think maybe she was hiding from the landlord, because they often send you an email, don't they, beforehand saying, please tidy before you come round.
If they're a good landlord, they do.
Yeah. So so that was possibly one of her most embarrassing moments. I thought really, really impressive, because I had a similar situation, nothing quite as bad. I'd just been singing Les Mis at the top of my voice with my headphones on, and it turns out they were busy looking around my room, and I was like, do I hear the people sing? But no, I think that her story is definitely worse, so
that's
congrats.
Incredible, yeah. Good confessions of a housemate today. I mean, like, personally, I don't think that I would have I don't know, got in the wardrobe ever. But if I had, I would have committed to the wardrobe.
Yeah.
You know, stayed in there.
No, definitely.
Till the bitter end.
But I guess if you really are running out of oxygen, what are you going to do?
Yeah, true. You're listening to the GHJ show on Lee Student Radio. This is Helena's pick for our feel-good music, Loving a Bit of Cher. And do join us after the song where we'll be playing Talk the Lingo. The GHJ show. These are some cooler vibes that we've got here now, Helena.
I'm really chilled out.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. It is 4:15 on a Monday afternoon. GHJ show with you until 4, of course, as every Monday. And yeah, I mean, earlier I was talking about how great charity stuff has been this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been following it much or if you watch Children in Need, but yeah, Children in Need was obviously big deal. Did you manage to catch any of it?
I did. I managed to catch a bit of the S Club 7 reunion.
Oh my god.
I couldn't miss it.
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. I mean, obviously they're not quite who they were, like,
no,
10 or so years ago, but it was brilliant to see them all back together.
Definitely.
And, just a bit of a blast from the past.
Different dynamic, but such a great throwback.
Oh yeah. I feel like the stronger singers have really changed.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Tina as the best performer of them all, where she was always at the back before. But she had a lot of the front.
She's matured with age. Like
she
a
really
good
has.
Cheese.
She's 38 and she looks about 22.
She looks good. She looks good for 38. Yeah.
Fabulous woman.
Yeah, Children in Need was great. Obviously, I was saying their charity single got to number one, which is just fabulous news. Yeah. And another really exciting thing is obviously the new Band-Aid single.
Yeah.
So 30 years on, it's the third version, is it? Since the original 1984 one. It's been adapted again slightly to address the Ebola crisis in West Africa. And it was first shown on Saturday night at the X Factor, and now there's a sort of slightly more edited video. I mean, it's got a, you know, all-star cast as ever. It doesn't fail on that front, does it? It's got Rita Ora, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it's very impressive. They've got one direction.
Yeah,
and of course. They had to get all of these stars in one room at the same time on one day, so it is
incredible.
A real achievement.
That's true. Clean Bandit cancelled a gig to be there on Saturday to record it, which is good dedication, I'd say.
It really is.
Yeah, and so the organiser is Bob Geldof, and he was also behind the 1984 original, and he said that he was addressing the participants, you know, explaining the crisis, really gearing them up, and I think that really, like, comes through, doesn't it? You know, when you listen to it, because the current outbreak of this deadly virus and it has killed more than 5,000 people, which is obviously such a serious global issue. So, I mean, it will be thinking now, is this going to get to number one up in the run-up to Christmas? What do you think?
I think it has a big chance.
Yeah.
I mean, it did so before, didn't it?
Yeah.
The second time.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, seeing how long this issue has been running now.
Yeah.
It seems like about time that it's always hard when, especially when they're redoing something that has been done before.
Mm.
But then it's also like, well, if they didn't do it, we would be saying, why aren't celebrities doing more about it? So I think it's definitely a good thing. And I think they've gone about it slightly differently to how they might have a few years ago.
Yeah.
I read in some of the newspapers that they're saying it's very different this time. It's like they're just there in the recording studio. They sing it and that's it. They just want the song out there. They want to make some money. There's no big applause about them being great or any show off. Like, they're not showing off. They just did it and got the single out as
quite
quickly as possible.
Back. Yeah, that's really true.
I thought that was quite impressive.
And the government has said that no VAT will need to be paid on it. And to be honest, the original often comes back into the top 40 in the run-up to Christmas pretty much every year, doesn't it? So I've got high hopes for this one. And this is quite exciting. In fact, I'm going to have to turn this off because I'm getting quite excited here. Let's just have a pause. This is a world exclusive. No, I'm kidding. But it's an LSR exclusive to play Do They Know It's Christmas, the 2014 cover version. So I'm very excited for that, and I hope you enjoy it.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time. It's hard, but while you're having fun,
there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear,
where a kiss of love can kill you,
and there's death in every tear.
Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight we'll reach in out and touching you. Bring peace.
Amazing is this? I just can't get over it, Helena.
I love it.
Do they know it's Christmas? The 2014 version here on the GHJ show.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
So that was it, your first play of the new version. Queenless, who is our station manager here at LSR, just burst into the studio with a very unhappy face saying, Georgia, it's only the 17th of November, how can you be doing this? But I see no problem.
No, it's for a good cause.
For a good cause, it's been a big weekend for charity and it's been released. Like, we've got to make sure it gets the message out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So get downloading, people.
Well said, well said. So, Helena, next up.
Yes.
Pretty exciting, isn't it? Talk the lingo.
Should be.
Helena knows nothing about this game. She's looking quite scared. This is the flagship game on the GHJ show. Each week I ask my tiger who came to tea the meaning of different words from dialects around the country. So okay. This week we're in Cumbria.
Okay.
Well, you're looking knowing.
I have a friend from Cumbria and she told me a few sayings.
Oh,
in the
really?
Summer.
Yeah. Oh, weird. Hmm. That's, yeah. Okay.
Because she would often come out with some things that I was just like, what?
Potential advantage here then, although they're quite hard, so.
Probably won't.
So the lowest, so Jaguar set the bar really high with 5 out of 6 in the first week. But then since then, Sammy and Holly only got 2 out of 6. So they're at the lowest point. And I just want to tell you, Helena, that if you don't get 2, you may have to down a pint of Guinness at the end of term.
Okay.
So no pressure.
I can deal with that.
Really? You're enjoying that?
No.
So, talk the lingo here on the GHJ show. Number one is ladgeful.
Ladgeful.
Ladgeful. Does that mean A, destructive, B, lucky, or C, embarrassing? Ladgeful.
How about, don't be so ladgeful. I think destructive.
Ella says ladgeful is A, destructive, but I'm afraid the right answer is C, embarrassing.
Oh no, that was my next choice.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay, don't worry. It's fine. You're just warming up. You've got 6 options here.
It's all right.
So loads more to get. Number 2 is bar. Now, does that mean A, a pound, B, rain, or C, a tea bag?
A bar.
I don't know how you'd use that in a sentence, really.
I think...
got a bar.
So what were the... is rain...
pound, rain, tea bag.
I think a pound.
It is the right answer! Well done, Helena. First one right. Bar does indeed mean a pound in Cumbrian dialect.
Okay.
Number 3 is cuddy. Does that mean A, a blackbird, B, a donkey, or C, a tortoise?
Cuddy.
Hmm.
I think a blackbird.
Okay, I'm afraid it was a donkey.
Oh, no!
I know, a cuddy,
a
donkey.
There were so many donkeys in Cumbria.
I know. It's strange, isn't it? I wonder, maybe it more means like horse, kind of mule animal. I don't know. Yeah. But it means donkey. Maybe what I thought when I first read that was cuddy, cuddly. A little man, little donkey.
Oh, Yeah. Oh no, that's true actually.
But cuddly, you know, donkey. It could have been a blackbird. Mm. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, you've got one.
Well, I call blackbirds cuddies.
Yeah.
So,
well,
know.
They just need to get with your dialect, don't they?
It's okay. I can't beat Jag, but I can still beat Sammy. So
we don't. We're not looking for Jag. We're looking for just a minimum of two.
Yeah.
Number four is Arished. That I'll spell that for you. That's ARRISHED.
Okay.
Pretty funky there. Does that mean A, motivated, B, hungry, or C, lazy?
Arished,
yeah.
Hungry.
You're saying that arished means hungry. I'm afraid it was motivated.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Eleanor.
Oh, it sounds so fitting for all of them.
I know. That. Well, I have made them tough, haven't I?
You do,
it's okay.
Well.
You've got two more to get, and all we're looking for, Helena, is one more right answer. Okay? I've got high hopes for you.
I know
here.
Sammy's out there.
He's probably listening in glee right now, isn't
he?
Okay, it's fine. Don't worry about it, all right?
Okay.
Number five is Shreddies. Shreddies. Does that mean A, cement, B, policeman, or C, underwear?
Shreddies. That's my cereal.
Yeah. Get away from the cereal.
Shreddies.
I'll use each of them in a sentence for you, shall I?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm going to lay down some shreddies for cement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, there are the shreddies, policeman.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to put on my shreddies, underwear. Or I've lost my shreddies.
Always an option too. My first instinct was underwear, actually. So I'm going to go with it.
It's the right answer!
Fantastic.
Shreddies means see underwear. Well done, Helena. You're safe. Well, you're not safe. You're just joint.
I'm imagining like shredded underwear now. So
that's a bit strange. Yeah. Anyway, our final one. Let's see if you can beat Sammy. That's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm picking on Sammy. I think it's because he so desperately doesn't want to be last.
Well, his face when he saw I was the tiger that came to tea.
Really?
It's like, don't beat me. So I'm here to beat him.
Okay, do this for us. Number six is Ackers. Does that mean A, trousers, B, money, or C, chewing gum?
Ackers.
Need to put on my Ackers. I don't have any Ackers. I'd want to chew some Ackers. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Done money for like a pound. I'm thinking, could not be that. Or could it? And then it's trousers,
money, chewing gum.
I'm thinking like chewing gum is maybe a little bit modern. I know it's been around for a while, but
it's
like
true.
If it's old saying, it's possibly not chewing gum. So it's really between trousers and money for me. I'm looking into your eyes.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't
try
get anything
and get
away.
Something, but so let's go with trousers.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
I'm
no!
It was money.
I should have gone with money.
Don't worry. You still got a very respectable 2 out of 6. It's quite hard, isn't
it? It is.
Talk
is
the
really...
Lingo is a difficult game.
It's a hard game.
Yeah.
Well done to Jaguar.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I was too easy on her. I don't know. First week, you know, perhaps I hadn't set the level quite. But I think she just did really well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Won't take away from her. Well done, Helena. You've got 2 out of 6 and Talk the Lingo. That makes you equal with Sammy.
Woo!
At least, you know, he would have never let you forget it if you'd lost to him. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think you did pretty
with
well.
That. Considering my past achievements at Scattergrees and games like that, I'm
didn't
proud.
Have too high hopes. Yeah. Don't come expecting anything. You've done well. Well said. Okay, brilliant. So thank you very much for tuning into the GHJ show. That is all from us. It goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does. I've had a wonderful time.
Oh,
thanks
I'm
for
so
having
glad
me.
You joined me. We have had loads of good news, charity stuff, discussed the Christmas adverts, and obviously talked about the brilliant new Band-Aid cover. I've had a lovely time. It was
me
lovely
too.
Having you.
Thank you.
Might see you at the end of time to down some Guinness. We'll let the listeners know.
I look forward to it.
Tune in this time next week to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio at 4 p.m. every Monday. And thanks very much for tuning in.